From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Elizabeth Edwards, told only recently by her doctors that her cancer treatment was unproductive, has died. The wife of former presidential candidate John Edwards was initially diagnosed with cancer in 2004. Her cancer went into remission, reemerging in 2007. In an interview with NPR's All Things Considered last year, Elizabeth Edwards said despite revelations of infidelity on the part of her husband and a child born outside the couple's marriage, she continued to support his presidential bid.
No marriage is perfect, but we still had so many shared aspirations, not just for ourselves or our family, but for the country.
In a statement released today, Edwards' family said, quote, "Today we lost the comfort of Elizabeth's presence, but she remains the heart of this family." Edwards died today in North Carolina. Elizabeth Edwards' marriage to John Edwards fell apart after the admitted affair. Elizabeth Edwards was 61 years old. President Obama is defending his decision to compromise with Republicans over extending Bush-era tax cuts. Speaking at a White House news conference today, Mr. Obama said while some of his critics would have preferred what he termed a symbolic fight, he determined the risk posed by holding a middle-class tax cut, as he put it, hostage, was too great, in the end agreeing to extend the cuts for all Americans, even the wealthy. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said today he thinks the deal can now go forward.
I think the vast majority of the members of the Republican Conference of the U.S. Senate feel that this is a step in the right direction, and I think the vast majority of my members will be supporting it.
President Obama did say he will renew the fight over the tax cuts in 2012 when they would expire again. Federal judge has thrown out a case that would have stopped the U.S. government from targeting radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, as NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Lawyers for al-Awlaki's father had argued that under both international law and the U.S. Constitution, the government can't try to kill an American. The U.S. government argued that al-Awlaki's father didn't have standing to bring the case. U.S. District Judge John Bates essentially agreed with the government and said al-Awlaki's father couldn't sue. That said, the judge did note in his written opinion that the al-Awlaki case did raise serious questions about when the government can target citizens for death without a trial or judicial review. Al-Awlaki has produced video and audio tapes that have urged Muslims to kill Americans, and he's been linked to several terrorist attacks against the U.S. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing rose in October by the largest amount in more than 2 years. Danielle Carson reports.
Consumers are still socking away more in their savings accounts as they try to repair the damage the recession did to their balance sheets, but they are taking out their wallets. Holiday sales are climbing at a decent clip so far, and this report shows more people are taking out car loans. A separate report from Javelin Strategy and Research says a growing number of people are shying away from using their credit cards altogether, preferring debit cards instead. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
On Wall Street, a mixed close today. The Dow was down 3 points, the Nasdaq up 3. You're listening to NPR. Ireland's government today unveiled a tough new 2011 budget the country says will include spending cuts and tax hikes aimed at dealing with a widening debt crisis. In a speech before Parliament, the country's finance minister said there were also a variety of austerity measures, including cuts to child benefits and public sector pensions. Acknowledging mistakes, he said it's time the country moved forward toward dealing with the problem. Real estate bubble in Ireland took the country from one of Europe's biggest economic success stories to a nation requiring an €85 billion bailout. The U.S. is urging the incumbent president of the Ivory Coast to respect the outcome of last month's vote and step aside. We get details from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says Laurent Gbagbo has a choice to make, and the U.S. hopes he makes the right one. Either he accepts the will of his people and allows his country to remain a leader in Africa, Crowley says, or he hangs on to power and risks isolating the West African nation.
Cote d'Ivoire had an election. The international community judged the election as free and fair. The result was clear, which is a victory for the challenger in the election.
So far, Gbagbo has ignored such calls, though, and has gone ahead and named a new cabinet. So has his rival, Alassane Ouattara. The U.S. is appealing for calm. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
October is typically one of the slowest months for air travel, and combine that with relatively good weather across much of the country, and the end result was apparently fewer delays for air travelers. Overall, more flights were on time this October compared to the year ago. The on-time flight rate for the nation's major airlines was at 83.8%. Government also reported fewer incidents where planes sat on the runway for more than 3 hours. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.